Good morning, people of God. Yeah, I don't have much of a voice here. You're going to have to carry the day. All right? What? No, you don't get off that easy. No. No, just the throat's a little raspy this morning. Welcome this morning as we gather as God's people, and let's do something just a little bit different. I want you to greet those who are around you, and if there's somebody you don't know, introduce yourself to them. So let's take a moment and do that. Be brave, little buckaroos. Fourth Sunday of Advent, which means we're really close. We're really close. And so our Advent lighting of the wreath this morning brings us really close to the celebration of Christ being born among us.
Good morning. Listen to the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Advent is about love. Francis Bacon once wrote, "A crowd is not company, faces are but a gallery of pictures, and talk is but a tinkling cymbal where there is no love." We are social beings. That is our blessing and our curse. We long for each other. We long to touch, to share, to bear some part of ourselves, to be understood, to invite others into our lives. We all long to lessen the loneliness that lurks in the background of even our most crowded moments. We are born alone, and we will ultimately die alone. But in between, we desperately want to be known, to be understood, to belong, to find some kind of acceptance just as we are, some intimacy of soul. And so we reach out with fragile, delicate efforts of love. But love is dangerous. We can hurt each other. Hearts can be broken. Rejection can come. If you try to belong, you can be excluded. And that can hurt more than being alone. Love and vulnerability that comes with it can be the riskiest business of all, but there is no love without such risks. Like hunger and thirst, the longing for love is implanted deeply within us, and God offers as many opportunities to care, to reach out, and to love.
Some part of this gift of life that can't be stored up or locked away. Some part of the spirit that God has placed in us will die if we do not if we do not spend it or share it or give it away. Love is always a risk, but it is a risk upon which the very heart of our life depends. To love is to touch the heart of God, to look into the eyes of another and recognize our common soul is to see the face of God. Even to feel the ache of a broken heart, for love is to discover God's grace. Let us pray. Your God, O God, is great, and the risks you have taken were supreme.
Teach us the way of love and help us.
From the depths of your creating love, you made us male and female. In the goodness of your covenant, you created us a community of your love. In the fullness of time, you sent us Jesus, a man of love that risked all for sake of the world. In your resurrection power, you have revealed your love to all humanity. Help us, O God, to reveal your love as we discover anew the tremendous power of the Christmas story and meet again the Christ child born anew among us.
I invite you to stand as you're able. We begin here at the baptismal font, for it's here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. And so we begin in that name, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, Come to the help of your people, turning us away from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. And I invite us to take a moment at this time for self-examination and reflection. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things that we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. May Almighty God strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our gathering song. You may be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. For peace in the world, for the health of the church, for the unity of all. For this holy house, for all who worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Every day. That we may live out your impassioned response to the hungry and the poor. That we may live out truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way.
Kyrie eleison every day. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family. For life and for love, for our work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. For your Spirit to guide, that we center our lives, the water and the word. You nourish our souls with your body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on the world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. Victory for our God. The Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb, the slain. His blood set us free to be people of God. The rich is wisdom and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are his. Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. Sing with all the people of God. Join in the hymn of all creation. Sing with glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast for our God. The Lamb who was slain begun his reign. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Lord Christ, stir up your power and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading today is from Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give up them until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And he shall be the one of peace, the word of the Lord. Please read responsively. Psalm 80. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. You have made us rich partakers, and our enemies laughed
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
You
may be seated. I invite kids to come up for a little kids' time.
Good morning. You want to come on up? You guys remember me? Come on up. Emmett and...
Come on down.
Easton. Yeah.
It's okay.
Bring it along. Come on up. Well, I'm going to read a story this morning. We'll see if we read it again tomorrow. I don't know. Oh, I got to share some space with some flowers up here, don't I? All right. So I brought a story. It's called A Cold Night, A Christmas Fable. "Look," Cow said, "it's snowing." "I'm not surprised," Donkey said. "The sky has been gray and cloudy for the last 2 days." "We're lucky," Cow said. "We have a warm stable, a trough full of food, and dry hay to sleep in." "You're right," said Donkey. "I feel sorry for anyone who doesn't have shelter tonight." While they were talking, Wren flapped down and shook the snowflakes off of her wings. "May I stay here tonight?" she asked, shivering. "It's so cold outside." "Of course," said Cow. "Come inside and get warm." Outside, the snow kept falling. Here and there, animals looked up at the sky and scurried for shelter. What do you see? Who does that look like?
A fox.
Soon, there came a tap, tap, tap at the door. "That must be Woodpecker," said Donkey. "We should let him in." Woodpecker hopped inside the stable and huddled up with the other animals to keep warm. Together, all the animals looked outside. What a strange bunch! Cow and Donkey, Wren, Woodpecker, and Fox, all brought together by the cold. Suddenly, Wren spotted something. "Look," he chirped. "There on the path, it's a man and a woman." "What a terrible night to be traveling," Fox cried. "Why are they out in this cold?" "Maybe they had no choice," Cow said. "What will happen to them?" asked Donkey. "I hope someone gives them a place to stay." Outside, the night grew colder. The wind howled. Warm inside the stable, Cow, Donkey, Wren, Woodpecker, and Fox were all quiet, their thoughts whirling like the snowflakes on the wind. Soon it was dark, and they heard a knock on the door. "Who could that be?" asked Donkey. The door creaked open. The man and the woman stood in the doorway. "Can we come in?" the man asked timidly. "We're cold, and my wife is pregnant. We knocked on every door in the village, but nobody would let us in." Without saying a word, the animals parted to let the man and the woman come inside. Later that night, the woman gave birth to a baby boy. Cow, Donkey, Wren, Woodpecker, and Fox listened to his cries, then watched over him as he fell asleep on the hay. Outside, a star appeared above the stable. Do you see it? There's that star, shining bright.
I read this last night in my Bible.
You read this last night?
In Bible.
In your Bible? Without me? That was a great bedtime that I missed, sorry. But do we recognize that story? You do. Do you recognize it? Do you recognize it? Who is that story about?
It's about the man and the lady.
That's right. Did they have a baby? What was the baby's name?
Jesus.
Jesus. You're right. That baby's name was Jesus. That was kind of a neat telling of that story, wasn't it? Do you think there was a fox that very first Christmas? Maybe. Maybe. We don't know for sure, do we? But we do know that somebody opened their doors and said, "Come on in. We know you need some help. Come on in." That's a great way to think about Christmas, isn't it? To open our doors and say, "Come on in." All right, let's go head back. Yeah. Thank you for joining me.
Would you please pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we are grateful this day. for the promise of coming to us, for having come to us, and for to continue to come to us each and every day, filling us and nourishing us, giving us life. We give you thanks for your word, because in your word is your story. Story that comes to us, and it becomes our story. Now let the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you have any idea how frustrating it is for a person who likes to sing and cannot sing? Do you have any idea? You have any idea? There's a voice of one crying in the back. Anyway, I hope that you will bear with me through this. And you know what a horrible time to lose your voice. What a horrible time. What a horrible time. Just think of the songs that are filled with this season, you know, all the different songs that are a part of us in our preparation for celebrating. What are some of the songs that jump out to you that you think of? Joy to the World. Silent Night. Away in a Manger. Do you hear what I hear? Angels we have heard on high. Go tell it on the mountain. He's coming at me. All these. What? We wish you a Merry Christmas. But just think of all those songs. It's a season when our lives are filled with song. And you know, the thing is, with most of these songs, these songs are ones that we just hear this time of year. And I don't know about you, but for me, once the melody starts cranking out, the words start to come. And you know, we remember those words. The melody helps us to sing the song, so that our words come out of our mouths and are communicated. I find it amazing that even though we only sing these songs for a short time, like Jingle Bells, how many things have sung Jingle Bells yet? It's okay. It's part of our life. Jingle Bells Deck the Halls. A couple nights ago, or a couple Wednesdays ago, we went caroling over at Autumn Village, and walked down the hallway, and we were singing the songs that you were yelling out at me. You know, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Away in a Manger, Silent Night, Joy to the World. But we also sang Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. We also sang Jingle Bells. We sang We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Those are songs that are a part of our lives. And that there's nothing wrong with singing songs like Jingle Bells or Deck the Halls. But it can't end there. If the only songs that we sing on our lips, we're guilty of neglecting the greatest gift. And that's why we sing all those ones that you were just bombarding me with. I couldn't keep up. This Christmas, we don't want to be found without the greatest gift our God has ever given us. We don't want to be found without a song in our hearts. And we don't want to have the wrong song on our lips. So what do we do? Well, I'm not sure. It might be interesting to hear if you've thought of it this way. In our gospel lesson today, we have the example of the very first Christmas song. The very first Christmas song. We heard the words of the very first Christmas song sung by Mary. It doesn't talk about jingle bells. It doesn't talk about snow or holly or anything like that, or Santa. This song has everything to do with what really makes Christmas, Christmas. The song is all about sin and salvation, the free gift of God's grace sent to the fallen human race. The song was all about Jesus. And the song wasn't sung by angels. It wasn't sung by people like me who have lost their voice. It wasn't sung by prophets. It was sung by a humble young woman whom God had chosen to bear her son. And her name was Mary, the human mother of Jesus. And the thing is, she's just an ordinary girl. Just an ordinary girl that God chose to play a part. A part in God's plan to save the world. Her song, the Magnificat, the first Christmas song ever sung, is a reflection of her faith. Faith that believed God loves sinners. Faith that believed that he could even love and use a sinner like her to accomplish God's purpose. Now we got to get something really straight here. There is nothing extra special about Mary at all that made God choose her. She didn't deserve God's favor or earn his privilege. You know, God just plain chose her. She was the recipient of God's grace. Now, in the same manner, her song does not reflect a faith that Mary came up with on her own. She was expressing the faith that God had created in her through hearing his word delivered by the angel Gabriel. Her faith was a gift from God, and her faith, her song, points us straight to God. The song isn't about Mary at all. It's all about Jesus. I just had a thought. If I say, this song isn't about Mary, what do you think I want you to say? That's what I want you to say. So let's practice that. This song isn't a song about Mary.
It's about Jesus.
There you go. I don't even know when I'm going to say it, so don't try to anticipate. So, if I say, song isn't about Mary.
It's about Jesus.
Okay, that's the way I want you to respond. So we take a closer look at the song. The thing is that this song is similar to other songs that were sung throughout the Old Testament in the Psalms. And actually, Mary's song is based on one that Hannah sang back in Samuel, the book of Samuel. Because she had heard the word of God through the scriptures of what we now call the Old Testament. It's no wonder that her song uses some of the same words that are found there. Her praise to God is patterned with these praises of the faithful who had gone on before her and told the story through song. And many of our songs today do exactly the same thing. We sing back to God the very word that's been given us. Mary was singing back to God promises God had made in the past, because before her eyes, these promises were coming true. Before her eyes, the miracle of miracles was taking place in her womb. This isn't a song about Mary. Be on your toes. Remember, the song is not about Mary. The reason of generations would call her blessed is because the embodiment of those promises of God is growing in her side of her. Jesus is the only begotten Son. He is God's truth, God's faithfulness, God's forgiveness, God's presence with God's people. Jesus will provide God's full salvation for all generations. He is the one through whom all the world will be saved. He is not just Mary's baby, he is Mary's Savior. He's Mary's Savior. And that's why she is blessed. The song isn't about Mary.
It's about Jesus.
The song is a song of faith. Faith that looks forward. Mary did not know the details of how that son, her son, would save the world. She simply believed and trusted in God's word that he said he would. For Mary, the main event is not the birth of his child, but the salvation he would one day bring. It's the same for you and me. As we celebrate Christmas, we joyfully remember the birth of our Lord. But his birth is not our primary focus. As we look into the manger looking for a baby, what we ultimately see is a cross. The shadow of a cross. It's not his birth that sets us free, but the death he dies on the cross in our place. It's not a manger that assures us of our salvation, but an open tomb. The reason we have hope and comfort in the words of the angels at the beginning of Luke's gospel. Today in the town of David, Savior is born, is because of the words that the angels say at the end of Luke. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. Song is song, not a song about Mary. Mary was blessed because the Lord was with her. All people are blessed in whom Christ dwells. You are those people. Christ dwells with you. He's given you faith to believe in him. He has done everything necessary for you, for your salvation. He talks to you through the word. He feeds you with his body and blood. He watches over you and protects you. God always will. One day he calls us back. Well, this Christmas, we won't be lacking a song. We won't be lacking a song at all, nor will we be confused about what song to sing. This Christmas and every Christmas, the song of Mary is our song as well. We rejoice with the same faith that she had. We've been given those same promises. We share the same Savior. So this Christmas, we will celebrate by singing songs. It is my hope and prayer that this Christmas season, the majority of our songs will be like the songs I heard the carolers singing over at Autumn Village, off of this sheet right here. Songs like we will hear tomorrow at our Christmas Eve service. Songs that are like the song of Mary. Songs that are all about Jesus. So this season, as you sing of him, who came to save us, may his peace be with you now, because his love is always with you. You have been blessed. It's not a song about Mary. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. I invite you to stand as you're able. We profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we wait the coming of Christ, we pray in hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Faithful Lord, you can't keep your promises. Move your church to sing like Mary and rejoice with Elizabeth. Teach us to sing of your faithfulness all our days. Hear us, O God. Ancient days, with joy you danced over the waters and birthed creation. Give us joy in caring for the soil beneath us, the water around us, and the sky above us. Hear us, O God. Prince of Peace, your sacrifice gives abundant life to all. Raise up leaders in every nation whose goals are health and well-being for all people and creation. Grant them wisdom and compassion to serve as you would have them served. Hear us, O God. Good Shepherd, you feed your flock. Fill the hungry with good things. Lift up the lowly. Accompany the refugee. Comfort those who are ill. Especially today, we remember Lisa, Kelly, Sue, Gary, Don, Ann, Kathy, Marv, Gordy and Carolyn, Lexan, Christy, Mikhail, Harold, Sean, Ann, Libby, Owen, Leo, Sam, and all those that we name in our hearts. Send us in haste to surround them with your love. Hear us, O God. Love incarnate, you are with us at the manger, on the cross, and on the resurrection road. Walk with all who live with depression, grief, or heartache in this season. Hear us, O God. We lift up before you today those affected by the tsunami, for those who have lost their lives, for their families as they grieve, for those who find their homes that washed away. Surround them with the care of your people. Hear us, O God. Ever-living God, you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you for all who sing now in the heavenly choir, especially those dear to us. Join our voices with theirs in praise of the Christ child. Hear us, O God. Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken. In the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. receive our morning offering at this time. Stand as you're able. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives, they are equal. We are an offering. Lord, use our voices. Lord, use our lives, they are. Are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, all that we are, we give to you, we give to you. We lift our voices, lift our hands, we lift our love. We are an offering. We are an offering. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you. We are an offering. Lord, use our voices, Lord, use our hands, Lord, use our lives there. We are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, that we hope to be, we give. We lift our voices, lift our hands, we lift our love. You, we are an offering, we are an offering. Let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need, until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus, taking bread, he gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Come to the banquet, for it's all ready for you. Jesus, our host, is the one who invites, so come and eat. Get a glass. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our ascending song, Canticle of the Turning.